Reading passage. Radiant smiles and keen looks on the faces of astronauts reveal the successful completion of a weightless mission in space and the strong sense of responsibility to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. Pioneered by Mamoru Mori in 1992, several NASA-trained Japanese science astronauts traveled into space with more astronauts to come, including Koichi Wakata, who was given the command of the International Space Station, ISS, in March 2014. It may be worth studying his robotics contributions to space technology, among many others, during his career with NASA. NASA has called on Koichi Wakata, well-versed in aerospace engineering, to utilize his technical expertise in promoting human space robotic systems on the ISS. Marked as the 100th Space Shuttle launch in 2000, Space Transportation System STS-92 delivered a mission to install the Z-1 truss structure, which served as the temporary stage for the P-6 solar arrays and as the platform for the U.S. solar arrays. The solar arrays were mounted onto the Z-1 truss fixture during STS-97. They supply power to crew and facilities on the ISS. 7 crew members, including Koichi Wakata, were on board Discovery. Jeff Wisoff, William S. MacArthur Jr., among others, spacewalked 27 hours in total, completing complex assignments that were required to install the Z-1 truss section atop the Unity module. During STS-92, Koichi Wakata supported their extravehicular activities as well as conducted robotics operations. In 2009, Dr. Wakata was involved in the robotics operation to install the S-6 truss with 2 solar panels on the ISS during STS-119. This time, he and John Phillips jointly operated the Canada Arm 2 to install the S-6 truss. Permanently in space, Canada Arm 2 is a 17-meter-long robotic arm that is not fixed to the space shuttle by one end, unlike the previous model. As he recalls, the sight of the Apollo 11 lunar landing in 1969 ignited his desire to fly in space when he was 5. As an adult, he has been on the frontier of human space exploration, fully utilizing his expertise in the building of the ISS complex. The amazing story of Koichi Wakata tells us that if someone works hard enough to realize his or her dream, the U.S. is the place in which to make it come true. He successfully took part in the robotics operations during STS-92 and STS-119.